We talk a lot about the challenges facing agriculture, like with the global population expected to hit 10 billion by 2050, feeding everyone sustainably.
It's a tall order for sure.
It really is. It's like, how do we bake a birthday cake for the entire planet, right? And hope we have enough ingredients.
And make sure it's a cake everyone wants to eat,
Right.
like sustainable and delicious.
Exactly. And it's interesting because we've been down this road before. Think about the first Green Revolution back in the day when science really stepped up to the plate and helped boost those crop yields.
Right, absolutely.
But this time, the stakes are even higher. It's not just about filling plates, it's about doing it in a way that's good for the planet, too.
Completely agree. We need a different kind of revolution this time around.
We do. And this is where it gets really exciting. Because the research paper you sent over, well, it might just hold a key to making that happen.
Oh, interesting. What's the paper about?
It's all about this fascinating thing called RNA interference, RNAi for short.
RNAi. Okay, I've heard of it, but to be honest, it always sounded a bit like science fiction to me.
I know, right? The name sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but trust me, this is the real deal. Imagine, like, your cells have this built-in messaging system.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
But instead of sending you reminders to buy groceries or whatever, it's capable of silencing specific genes, like completely shutting them down.
Wow, so it's like a targeted advertising campaign, but instead of promoting products, it's shutting down harmful genes.
That's a great way to put it. It's like a cellular be quiet button for genes.
Nature is amazing, isn't it? Coming
Yeah.
up with these elegant solutions. And the thing is, RNAi, it's not some lab-created invention. It's a completely natural process. Plants, animals, we all have it.
Really? I didn't realize it was a natural thing.
Oh, yeah. Scientists had actually come across similar gene silencing stuff before, like co-suppression in petunias, remember that?
Vaguely.
And quelling in fungi.
Yeah.
But it was these two scientists, Andrew Fire and Craig Mella, who really blew the whole thing wide open.
So they're the ones who connected the dots, figured out this was happening everywhere.
Exactly. And the scientific community, they knew it was a big deal because Fire and Mello, they were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for this back in 2006.
Wow, that's huge. A Nobel Prize. So, okay, we've got this natural process, RNAi, and it can basically silence specific genes, like turning off a light switch. But you know me, I'm all about the practical applications. So, how does this go from a scientific discovery to something that could revolutionize agriculture? That's what I'm really curious about. So, this RNAi thing, it's not just some theory, right? Scientists are actually using it to protect crops.
Absolutely. It's like, taking pest control to a whole new level of precision.
Yeah, it's like that pinpoint accuracy instead of those broad spectrum pesticides, the ones that, they don't discriminate, right? They can impact all sorts of insects, even the beneficial ones.
Exactly. Traditional pesticides, it's like using a hammer to swat a fly. But RNAi, it's more like a laser beam. You can target specific pests without harming anything else.
That's incredible. And this research paper, it actually gave a really cool example. It talked about using RNAi to combat the cotton bollworm.
Oh, yeah, those things are nasty. They're a
Yeah.
real nightmare for cotton farmers.
Right. So get this. Scientists figured out how to target this gene in the bollworm. It's called like CYP6AE1 or something. It's basically the gene that helps the bollworm detoxify the cotton plant's natural defenses.
So it's like they're disarming the bollworm.
Exactly. By silencing that one gene, the cotton plant can fight back on its own.
Nature's defense system, back in action.
It's brilliant. And you know what's even cooler? They're looking at using RNAi for all sorts of other agricultural threats. I'm talking about nematodes, viruses, even fungal and bacterial infections. It's like this whole new arsenal for
It
plants.
is. It's like giving plants a whole new immune system, practically.
And you know me, I always love to geek out about the possibilities, right? And this research got me thinking, if we can target specific genes, what else can we do? Like, what about designing crops with specific traits?
Designer crops. Now that's an interesting thought.
Right. We could boost nutritional content, make things last longer on the shelves. I even read about potentially changing a plant's flowering time or even its color. It's like we're talking about the future of food here.
Well, in a way, we are. And RNAi, it really does open up some incredible possibilities for that. Imagine, like you said, boosting the nutritional content. Things like developing low-gluten wheat. That would be huge for people with gluten sensitivities.
Right. Or how about high lysine rice? We could help combat malnutrition around the world. It's amazing to think about.
It really is. And it's not just about nutrition either. Imagine reducing food waste by using RNAi to delay the ripening process of fruits and vegetables. They'd last longer, meaning less spoilage.
Okay, now that's something I can definitely get behind. We waste so much food, it's heartbreaking. So tell me more about how this all works. How do we actually use RNAi to tweak these desirable traits in crops? This is all so cool, but I gotta be honest, whenever I hear about, modifying crops, especially at the genetic level, it makes me think about the potential downsides.
Yeah, I get that. It's important to be cautious with any new technology, especially when it comes to something as essential as food.
Right. And it reminded me of this whole debate around GMOs, genetically modified organisms. There's a lot of concern out there about those. And I'm wondering, how does RNAi fit into all of that?
It's a great question, and one that researchers are definitely thinking about a lot. I mean, with any scientific advancement, public perception is a big part of it.
Absolutely. And speaking of concerns, this research paper, it mentioned something called off-target effects. Basically, the idea that while we're trying to silence one gene, could we accidentally affect others?
Right, so that's definitely something scientists are very aware of. It's a possibility, sure, but it's important to remember that RNAi is incredibly precise.
Okay, so it's not like we're just throwing darts at a dartboard in the dark.
Exactly, not at all. We're talking about targeting very, very specific genetic sequences. And because of that specificity, the chances of these off-target effects are pretty slim.
That makes sense. So it's more like using a scalpel instead of a sledgehammer when it comes to genetic modification.
That's a great way to put it. Plus, there are all these new techniques and technologies that scientists are using to minimize those risks even further, like advanced computer modeling and rigorous testing.
Okay, so it sounds like there are a lot of safeguards in place.
Definitely. Safety is paramount, especially when we're talking about something as crucial as the food supply.
Right, of course. And this actually makes me think about the environmental impacts, too. With traditional pesticides, there's often a lot of collateral damage, right? But with RNAi's targeted approach, could this be a more environmentally friendly solution?
That's one of the most exciting things about it. Because we can be so precise, we can potentially reduce or even eliminate the need for those broad-spectrum pesticides that can harm beneficial insects and ecosystems.
Wow, so it's like a win-win. We could protect our crops and the environment at the same time. This whole RNAi thing is pretty incredible. It really makes you think about the future of agriculture in a whole new light, doesn't it?
It definitely does. I mean, who knows what we'll be able to achieve with this technology in the coming years? It's a really exciting time to be following this field.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into the world of RNAi. It's been truly enlightening, and I've learned so much.
It was my pleasure, truly.
Yeah.
It's always great to talk about science, especially when it has the potential to make such a positive impact on the world.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, be sure to check out the show notes for links to learn even more about RNAi and its amazing applications. Until next time, keep those research papers coming and keep those curious minds exploring.